Joining us. He's excited about taking your phone calls. He's going to give you his take on this war, how it's expanding so quickly. We'll cover the other big issues as well, and I'll take calls when Stuart Rhodes is on. I'll take calls when Matt Bracken is on. We're all co-hosting together today. This is going to be ultra-massive. Thank you for joining us. And everybody knows that I don't just jump on Trump for no reason. It's very popular just to do that. No. But I predicted this would escalate, and it's escalating quickly. And so, where do you see it going? What do we do about it? Let's start taking your calls right now. Let's take them in the order they were received. Chris in Alaska wants to comment on Nick Fuentes' comments we just aired last hour. Thank you, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think Nick he's upset. He's saying what he's wanting off of emotions. We do not need to be voting Democrats. I think that's the last thing we need. But to his defense, Trump, I think, is completely lost his touch with his base. The only people that are supporting these strikes are boomers and pro-Zionist shills, okay? Most people don't support this. I mean, Alex, the elites are eating babies. Do you think I care what Iran's government is doing? This is good versus evil. Trump ran on no new wars, and here we are bombing again, and troops are going to get involved.
Well, that's my point, is that the West is so immoral, our elites are so evil, and then you learn that the CIA helped put the Shiites in control in 79 and did Iran-Contra with them. So it's the same story over and over again. We're told, oh, we're going to overthrow them to put good people in, and then they put worse people in.
It's the same playbook, because it's the same CIA. It's the same evil entities that are running these governments. And until that has a total change, it's just going to be a cycle of the same thing over and over again.
So what do we do? I mean, I think we intensify vetting Republicans for Congress, vetting governors, vetting locals, and we just continue to be a populist, pro-human, pro-America movement against the left and against the neocons. I think we do what I and Ron Paul and many of you have been doing for 30 years.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We got to keep the being populist, you got to keep after these guys. And I think we have to keep voting. To not vote or to vote Democrat, I think, is a mistake.
That's Nick getting headlines and edgelord. He even admits that. He said on my show, and me personally, goes, look, I want Trump to succeed. I come out and say those things to get attention in the Republican Party and get him to stop it. And I think we do have to slap Trump around some. I don't mean literally, but I mean, we need to slap him around so he stops listening to Israel.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Bibi's been to the White House, was it 7 times in Trump's second term? It's clear that where his interests are aligned more with Israel than with his own people, I think we need to get him back on track. But you've been saying
exactly, but here's my deal. Israel has illusions of grandeur, Greater Israel Project. They now admit it. I said on Saturday, I said, watch. Now, if they take down Iran, they're going to start announcing their next targets. They just did. They just announced they want to take down Turkey. And they want to take down Saudi Arabia if they don't do exactly what they say. I mean, this is crazy town.
They've been saying for decades that Iran is weeks away from a bomb. And then now that Iran's gone, now it's Turkey. Just like you said, they're just going to keep playing the same playbook. And we're going to get wrapped up in this and Greater Israel. Tucker and you have been blowing the lid off of that Greater Israel for years. And it's finally reached the populace. And we're seeing it with our own eyes. And also, Alex, I'll take it off with this. The reason why a lot of us, especially me, have been able to analyze a lot of this and have the brain power to do so is because your creatine. It's been great. I love it. And keep up the good work. Love you, brother.
Thank you. And look, guys, I don't have some hard on hate Israel, but Israel is just full of chutzpah. Both their liberal and conservative parties are saying Greater Israel, we control the U.S. If Israel think they can take over the Middle East, you do it yourself. We're not paying for it or dying for it. engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, I have incredible announcements. I've got like six of them, but in time frame, I'll just play a few. Leaders of the Knesset, former Israeli Prime Minister, Netanyahu, cabinet members, all saying, when we're done with Iran, we're going to take down Turkey. Newsflash, Turkey has the largest conventional military in Europe. And who do you think Israel thinks they're going to get to help them? Look in the mirror. So I've gone to great extents to not make Israel the center of the universe and not say, if you slip on a banana peel, it's Israel's fault. I am not anti-Israel. I've never been. It's totally popular to be anti-Israel. In Gallup poll, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world. I would suffer nothing if I put on a Hitler armband, okay, and said, kill all Jews. I don't think that. I don't want that. I've had the Israel lobbies attack me, help sue me. The ADL has summits saying I should be put in jail. But I refuse to get down on that level. Okay. That said, Israel is becoming the stereotype of running the United States, and they're bragging about it. China is the main threat and is taking over the planet. And Israel is using this power vacuum because the Democrats are collapsing to try to run our, not just foreign policy, but domestic policy and pass all the censorship crap. Meanwhile, you got the crazed Muslims funded by Soros and the left taking over everywhere. I mean, this is a disaster. And the Israel lobby says, if you don't do whatever we say, you're with the Muslims, you're with Qatar. No, I'm not with them. And I'm not going to have you run my life either. Gavin McGinnis has come on the show, been wanting to get him on for a few weeks. We finally got him. Then Stuart Rhodes, Matt Bracken will be taking calls with all of these guest hosts that are co-hosting with us. We'll go to Gavin in a moment. But I want to show you footage that went out on a live feed inside the Ayatollah Khamenei's command base. The first thing they hit in broad daylight, Saturday morning here, Friday there, and, or the other way around, they're ahead of us. But the point is that they hit them in broad daylight with 30 multi-thousand-pound bombs and knocked out about half the military leadership, including the Ayatollah. Here's that footage. Now, there's a bunch of footage of this confirmed to be real. For the first time ever, the Iranian ballistic missiles are evading the U.S.-made interceptor missiles in live time. Look at them flying out of the way. They slow down, fly around the interceptor, and then hit the ground. Oh my God. So, this is a big deal. So, Eric Prince, a major hawk, pro-America, would call him a neocon, but you know, obviously not for Islamic takeover. Founder of Blackwater, you name it, he has been saying this is going to escalate to full war. Trump shouldn't do it. Even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs got asked, you know, have you told Trump to do this? He said, well, no, I've advised against it, but we'll follow orders. That was last week. Eric Prince, I played the clip last hour, is shocked this was happening. And he said a day ago I'm really worried they're going to ask for troops on the ground now because the regime didn't fall. And the fact that they haven't fallen yet means they probably won't. Trump's called for them to rise up, so is Netanyahu. So then the logical next step in escalation is troops on the ground. Now Trump told the New York Post today he'll put troops on the ground, quote, if necessary, and expect 4 to 5 more weeks of this. So Gab McGinnis, a true icon in the populist liberty movement, censored.tv, one of the most censored people in the world, Gab_McGinnis on X, joins us to balance the hour to give his analysis and take your calls. Gavin, I know you're not anti-Israel, and neither am I. I know you really are worried about Islam as a true cancer. I'm a big fan of yours. I've known you for decades. I don't have your view yet, though, on what you, because I just asked him to get you on today. I respect your view. What do you think of this? Where do you think this is going? And what do you think of expanding the war and troops on the ground?
I'm not a Netanyahu guy. I'm pro-Israel. If they want to spread, go bananas. I don't want anything to do with it. And yeah, we lost, what, 5 guys now from this attack? We lost almost as many in Austin, Texas from an Islamic terrorist. I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic. Remember he did this in Syria in 2017, 2018, where he just went in. It was guts and glory bombings. It was peace through strength, and then we got the hell out of there. So I don't like the idea of 4 weeks. If more Americans start dying in any consequential numbers, then I'm off the Trump train. But as far as right now goes, let's stay optimistic and just assume it's just some shock and awe, some peace through strength, and then we're gone, and there won't be that many casualties.
I hope you're right. I was saying last hour, I don't know how I even get off the Trump train because he's doing so much good to so many other areas. But at the same time, I cannot support sending our soldiers there. Plus, he promised to, quote, stop any nuclear program, but said no regime change. He said it. Vance said it. Gabbard said it. I have the clips. I played them yesterday. This, if he, him doing this is beginning to break a major promise. And but then meanwhile, I can't then like Nick Fuentes said, a mutual friend, you know, we don't agree with him on quite a few things, but you know, intellectually, we debate him and don't hate him as a person. In fact, I think he's very smart and I enjoy listening to him. It's thought provoking, but he's like, I'm going to vote Democrat now. Well, they want total nuclear war with Russia. So they're like 10 times worse than even this new Trump. It's very paradoxical.
Yeah, say 1,000 troops. Say we lose 1,000 troops, like Maggie Thatcher did in the Falklands. That's unacceptable. I'm bluffing, right? What am I going to do? Not vote for him next term? Not vote right next term? I mean, he has us by the balls, but that would be a massive betrayal. And we've been sitting here talking about ICE and talking about immigration and saying, I don't know what the Dems are so upset about. We're getting exactly what we asked for. So if you're mad at him, you know, getting illegals out of the country, then you're mad at the democratic process because that's what we signed up for. This isn't what we signed up for. We signed up for no more wars, no more regime change. Now, that doesn't mean I'm against peace through strength, but I want shock and awe to be in and out. And if we go through and we lose 1,000 young American men to what could be World War III if China and Russia get involved, then it's a massive betrayal. It's fraud is what it is.
Well, exactly. I'm not a big gambler, but I mean, I've been on a cruise ship and I've been to Vegas, you know, a few times or hang out with Joe Rogan and we go play poker or blackjack or, you know, I go do a roulette. You know, it's fun, but I don't then, once I lose money, stay and try to make my money back. I don't go bet the house and then 3 days later, I'm totally bankrupt. I mean, this feels like degenerate gambling at this point. I think we're going down a real, I don't think you roll the dice with stuff like this.
Yeah, well, Russia's weak now because of Ukraine, and the weakest they've been in a long time. China's just had their whole military decapitated, so they're screwed. So it might just be a good time to show off. I don't know. I hope that's all it is. But if China and Russia were to sort of wake up and get involved, I mean, that's not... That's not Donald Trump. That's not what the populist movement is about. That's not Make America Great Again. And he also bluffs quite a bit. Like, remember the tariffs? We were talking about 100% tariffs with China. All kinds, like LG was talking about shutting down all their factories in Vietnam. And that turned out to be a bluff. So he's really good at scaring people. I don't know. I'm still on the Trump train, and I'm still praying that this is another Trump bluff.
Well, there's no doubt. Leaving the carbon tax, according to Lord Box's analysis, others' analysis, 2 billion would die in 10 years, cutting off half the carbon. They want to cut off, quote, half the food supply, in John Kerry's words, to, quote, save the earth. That'll create a total war when there's no food in every actuary. Securing the border, finding half the missing kids, getting $20 trillion invested in the country, getting DEI out of the Pentagon. The Pentagon pulling out of all the Ivy League universities, saying they're globalist against America. That's all beautiful. That's why stuff like this is such a fly in the ointment.
Yes, totally. And let's not forget how evil Islam is and how it's encroaching on the West. I mean, we have Tommy Robinson in America for the first time, and he couldn't have come at a better time because he's declared war on Islam in Britain, and he's putting up a hell of a fight despite the state throwing him in jail for the same crime many times. And I think Americans tend to poo-poo Islam, and they go, well, there's some frauds. There's some Somali pirates in Dearborn. No, it's a global problem, and it's an American problem. And we've just had an Islamic attack in Austin. They're treating Texas, the entire state, as a fifth column with these gigantic mosques. And you have people on the streets screaming about dogs and beer and pork. So there's a hostile takeover going on in Texas right now. The Khomeini, the Ayatollah, has killed between 7 and 30,000. We have no idea, but definitely 7,000 minimum. Terrorism and Islam are hand in hand, and they're taking over. So, you know, it is good to flex and show Islam that we've had enough.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. I was doing a Saturday show. You know the numbers. You predicted as well. I had Brown Morello on out of the Alex Jones Network studios. And at about 2 o'clock, I said, listen, we've hit them. I believe the Ayatollah is dead. I believe the Pentagon. I said, the biggest concentrations are in Michigan and Minnesota and New York and New Jersey. But I said, for the largest just overall distribution, it's Texas, the largest amount of Shiites. I said, I predict the next week or two, we will see Shiite attacks, sleeper cells in Texas. It happened 7 hours later. I mean, literally in downtown Austin, in the bar restaurant district, shot like 18 people, killed three. Thank God the police showed up instantly, blasted him within like 10 seconds. He unloaded like one mag and the cops were there and got him. And I'm sure our DA will probably prosecute him. I mean, I'm serious. They've already got him lawyers. So that's how he's literal Soros DA. So that's where we are here. And this guy's wearing a Property of Allah shirt. We broke the news from federal law enforcement that got into his house that he even wrote notes, you know, saying to his people, yeah, I'm going to go kill everybody because, you know, Jesus is a horrible person and America's horrible. And they killed the Ayatollah. So my concern is, knowing the big Shiite population here, if Iran gives its order to their Hezbollah sleeper cells, it won't be some lone wolf guy inspired. I don't think this guy got orders. It's that's all, he just did it because he was pissed off, because I talked to people that saw the stuff. This is, we could be dealing with a real problem here. What happens if that unfolds, Gavin McGinnis?
It is unfolding. It's never not unfolded. It goes back to the Crusades. Like, everyone blames the Jews for everything when it rains on their birthday, and they say, well, the Jews let in these terrorists and the Jews let in the Muslims. But in Britain, for example, it was more Tony Blair and his obsession with rubbing the working class's nose in diversity. And I always say to, like, this sort of blanket anti-Semitism, I'm like, okay, what about all the 10 Christians who die every day in the Middle East? What about the massive slaughter of Christians all over Africa?
It's hundreds of thousands a year. This guy was from Senegal, 97% Muslim, because they don't let anybody else live there that isn't Muslim. I mean, the biggest murder of Christians is in Africa. But let's go back to Israel for a minute. I'm still banned on YouTube. I'm still banned on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere else. So are you. You just recently got brought back to X, I believe. So we're all still banned. But then there's giant YouTube channels literally worshiping Hitler being pushed by YouTube, and I'm not saying censor them, but if I was here, I'm not anti-Israel because I'm getting a paycheck. I get nothing but called an anti-Semite by the Israeli newspapers. So it's like crazy. Just because I won't say only evil comes out of Israel, I'm bad. It's all you've got is persecution. I mean, you are still under attack, even though you supporting Israel overall is just a small part of what you do. We're not getting some special dividend for saying we don't want to nuke Israel.
Yeah, let's have some nuance here, please. Like, I support the Iranian people. I hate the Ayatollahs. I support Canada. I hate their prime minister. I support Israel. I think Netanyahu allowed for that massive attack where 1,500 were killed. I think he let October 7th happen. And so do a ton of Israelis. Most Israelis I know hate Netanyahu and don't support his warmongering. So
well, that's right. He has a 15% approval rating.
Yeah. He gets Jews killed. So I think the guy has a bee in his bonnet because they killed his brother, and he's been obsessed with war and revenge ever since. And maybe that's what you need over there. It's none of my beeswax, really.
Well, that's right. His brother died in a daring raid to rescue hostages in Africa.
Yeah, you know, if you've ever been to Israel, you read their media, and they are way more critical of Israel than American media is. I find that anti-Semitism is more popular in Israel than it is in America. You know, they've got Muslims in their parliament, they've got Muslim entire districts of their country. So we can have some nuance here. I don't support Netanyahu. I love the people of Israel. I don't want wars. I definitely don't want America getting involved. And that's the way a lot of Israelis feel.
Well, yeah, you know how I know that Hamas was founded by Israel? Because it was first broke by Israeli newspapers.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You know how I know about Israel staging the Levant Affair? Israeli newspapers. You know how I know about Israel staging other stuff? Because I had the Mossad guy on that exposed it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we should be critical of corruption with George W. Bush 9/11. We should be critical of Xi Jinping, not the Chinese people. Exactly. And then that's what I'm saying is not that we're defending Israel. It's defending sanity, this mental illness where people literally believe every bad thing that happens on Earth. I like it rains on your birthday. I say slip on a banana peel is Israel.
Yes. Well, it's tedious, it's low IQ, and it's pedantic, and we have to understand that the whole context, too, of, like, yes, we were involved with Hezbollah and Taliban and all these horrific terrorist groups, and that's the mess you get into when you start trying to deal with the Middle East. Look at Afghanistan. Look at what a quagmire that was. So the only way to handle that disgusting backwards culture that is the Middle East is to dip in, blow everything up, and get out. Like, look at Saddam Hussein. Iraq was better off under that deranged dictator. That's because the Middle East is the turd world. I'm sorry.
Oh, he was against the Shiites, the Sunnis. He played rock and roll and had Playboy on the shelves, and then we overthrew him and said he was with Al-Qaeda.
Look, I'm a Western chauvinist. The West is the best. Every time we try to throw pearls before swine and show these people, show the non-Western world what democracy is, what liberty is, what ethics is, we always end up making it worse than when we went in. So I don't want anything to do with the non-Western world. They suck. And if we're there for 4 weeks, that's getting involved.
And 4 weeks turns into, remember the lockdowns with COVID, 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Well, we thought Ukraine and Russia was going to be 10 days. It's looking like it can never end now. It's like Pakistan and India. They're just going to be fighting at the border for generations. Some cultures are just built to war. And we've been through World War I, World War II. We learned our lesson the hard way. We don't want to do this anymore. And again, I don't mind showing off and flexing your muscles once in a while, but the second those planes start landing with boots on the ground, I mean, I'm just assuming he was bluffing when he told the Daily Mail that he's not ruling out boots on the ground, because that's just a different America. That's a neocon America, and we tried that, and it didn't work.
Now, I got 100 questions. I want to come back and take phone calls from all the great callers that are holding, but Gavin McInnes is our guest. What else, where we're all focused on Iran, is on your radar? Republicans won't pass the SAVE Act, even though 90% of Republicans want it, 70% of Democrats. What is going on there?
The Democrats have never been more embarrassing, have they? Like, who do they have? It's such a loser festival. And that State of the Union was beautiful 4D chess where he baited them into making fools of themselves and not standing up for the rights of citizens over the rights of illegals. I mean, I want to do a whole green screen on the cavalcade of crust that is the Democratic Party, from Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib, Eric Swalwell, like Pete Buttigieg. Who do they have? AOC, Mamdani? I mean, they keep getting votes because women will vote with their emotions and young people will vote based on, I don't know, who has less hate. But here in the real world, I have never seen a more embarrassing Democratic Party than the past few years. And they just get worse every day. No one supports them. Even this thing. Like, they protest in my neighborhood. They protest all over the country every Saturday. And they just trade in their Palestinian flags for Ukrainian flags. They trade in their Ukrainian flags for Iranian flags. Now they love the Ayatollah. He keeps ridiculing them, and they keep getting more and more embarrassing. Now they're supporting the supreme leader of Iran and saying that it's a shame that we lost him.
read my mind. I was about to go there screaming, Allah Akbar, death to America. It's Muslims and old white women who literally can't even find Iran on a map. How bizarre is that?
What strange bedfellows. And we saw this with LGBTQ for Palestine, drag queens for Palestine. We've seen burqas that are rainbow colored. Like, you have no idea who you're supporting. They just have this attitude of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And just like the blanket anti-Semitism, it's just low IQ garbage. And I think Trump is smart enough to play them and make them support Ayatollahs and show everyone how unbelievably ridiculous they are. And their support just keeps dwindling. I'm very confident that we're going to have another mega presidency after Trump.
Let's talk about how we get that done, but just briefly, why are you and I still censoring almost everything?
I think there's a lot of fat, ugly nerds who are in big tech and they resent us because they have daddy issues and we're good dads. All of this comes down to daddy issues. That's what the hatred of Trump is all about, ultimately. It's the left are losers. They took something stupid in college, like speech pathology. They got $250,000 in debt, and their dad is disappointed in them. So I can either be disappointed in myself and accept that I screwed up and I'm a loser, or I can hate not just my dad, but the concept of dads in general. And that's what all of this is. All Trump hate is daddy issues, and all Gavin and Alex hate is daddy issues. Anyone who supports the family is not only anti-Marxist, but it makes them feel bad about the fact that they're childless and they screwed up and they don't have a future. So they discredit us and they ban us and censor us because we're pro-family. And despite being divorced a bunch of times, Trump symbolizes dads and families. I don't know why. That's just the way
it is. Well, he symbolizes alpha males. You're right, though. They've come out in documents in the UK and the US saying transgenderism is about ending men. We need less men. I mean, they're actually admitting that.
Yeah. Well, if you can smash the patriarchy, then the losers win. And we're not going to allow that to happen. Sorry, losers. You're toast.
You said that 20 years ago, and I kind of got it. Now it's admitted. It's you're dead on. Let's come back with Gavin and take your phone calls on this war and where this is all going. We're going to go boom, boom, boom to your calls to cover a bunch of other issues with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke, fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition in aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. Classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the AI models all show it. The big thing show it. The closest to World War III than ever. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. We're about to go to your calls on World War III and all the culture issues happening. But, Gavin, you're so optimistic off of Trump's previous patterns where he will do an escalation up front to get a negotiation. I just don't know if Iran's going to go along with that.
Well, they don't have a supreme leader anymore. I mean, I just looked him up on Wikipedia, and it just says vacant. So that space is gone. I don't know. Is regime change even possible in Iran? Like, it's not as simple as chopping off the head of the snake. They've been deep in, you know, Islamic hell since 1979. They've been through other ayatollahs. We had Khomeini before Khamenei. I don't think it's as simple as just killing the guy. I mean, Iran doesn't even like Muhammad. I mean, they're not even really Muslim. They're sort of culturally Muslim, but they all hate having to cover their hair. They've been dominated by Islam for the better part of half a century. I don't know if you can even do that. Maybe this was all just to show the rest of the Middle East that we can bomb you and we can take out your nuclear capabilities. Maybe that was what we're doing here. Maybe regime change isn't even the goal. Because I don't think it's possible.
That's exactly what Eric Prince said. If you study the demographics and the numbers, I mean, it's amazing. Let's go to a phone call here. Let's start going to calls. I'm going to go to your calls, but everybody just be quick. We appreciate you calling, but just make your point. We'll go to the next caller after Gavin McGinnis gives his take. Bart, thanks for calling from Florida. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to double down on what I said on Thursday. This is one of the most horrible ideas I've ever seen Trump come up with. It's very difficult fighting two wars on two or three fronts. We need to get out of the Middle East. It's obviously a terrible idea. I agree with what you were saying. We have a bigger problem on our Mexican border, fentanyl. That's what scares the hell out of me. I don't know about you, Alex. I'm more scared of fentanyl than nuclear weapons. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. I mean, it really is China economically and militarily, but it's Latin America and Venezuela, and now Cuba's about to fall. That's in our hemisphere. I think it's constitutional for Trump to be involved there. I was overall supporting that. What do you make of this hemisphere versus the Middle East, Gavin McGinnis?
Well, you know, Trump has made some big advances on the fentanyl problem. That caller's absolutely correct. It's an act of war. I think China's getting revenge on us from the opium wars. They're still mad about that. And China moves slowly. It's a 4,000-year-old culture. We're what, 250 years old? So we don't quite get how slow they move. And they are slowly getting revenge for the sins that we did hundreds of years ago. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, it's well over 200 people dying of opioids a day. Most of that is fentanyl. But, I talk to DEAs all the time. And they said that they used to say that this entire desk, confiscating that, getting that much fentanyl off the streets wouldn't be considered a big deal. That'd be a drop in the bucket. And they've totally changed since Trump, and they go, this would be a ton today. So the volume of fentanyl has plummeted since Trump stopped the border, but it has to keep plummeting. We are under attack. Imagine there was a bombing in America that killed 200 people every day. I mean, we'd think that we were in World War II in Britain. We'd think that we were in Dresden. We'd think that we were in a world war. We are in a world war. They're killing over 200 Americans every single day. So that caller couldn't be more correct. We have to focus on the border and fentanyl. It's in everything, too. I mean, we're at the point now where junkies don't even want heroin. They're addicted to fentanyl. It's no longer an additive. It's often the main drug. And as these Democrats keep destroying cities and letting homeless encampments reign supreme all over San Francisco and Philadelphia and everything, that just becomes almost like a concentration camp where they can kill people with fentanyl. So we're in a silent war right now with this drug, and it's created by the Chinese. It's distributed by the cartels. Right up here on Long Island in New York, we've got the Mexican cartels distributing fentanyl, killing suburban kids, rich and poor, across the board. Anyone who smokes a joint, takes a pill, does a line is dead. And we totally ignore it. Maybe it's because pharmaceutical companies are the number one advertiser on Fox News, but we never hear about this in the news. And it's a building with 200 people blowing up every single day. Does that not interest anyone?
Trump has tanked the amount coming in. The numbers are plunging. You see it everywhere. Absolutely, yes. Right. That's why it's hard to throw Trump out with the bathwater, especially when we don't have an alternative. If we had some other candidate, like a Ron Paul 2.0 or something was better, we can say, oh, well, we'll go with this now. But like you said, the Democrats are a total freak show. Let's go to Jake in Florida. Trump is turning his back on MAGA. Question mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, let's just cover the basic beginning. I'm an early Trump voter, 2015, three-time Trump voter from Florida. Huge supporter. Also a huge supporter of you. Always buy your stuff, your hats, your products.
Thank you.
Love it. So let's just go back to, you know, his polls were tanking this whole year. Why? It's all because of Israel. Everyone screams, oh, it's anti-Semitism, this. No, it's true. He did everything basically the last year Nobody's been arrested. DOGE isn't enacted. You could just say, oh, yeah, he has a border. That's a given. We should always have a border. But everything else is just, it's just crap. We just gotten crap, and that's why his polls are tanking. And then you could say, oh, why is nobody, or this, the midterms, he's not going to win the midterms now, and we should still vote for him. Why? This makes no sense. Why would we continue if we just continue this milk toast, you know, Trump, MAGA, whatever the hell it became? It's just, we're kicking the can down the road. Or we just let it burn, and then something more right comes, you know, out of the ashes. Which is kind of,
well, historically, if you let, if populist conservatives, nationalists, Christians stand down during a communist uprising, the communists take over for decades or 80 years. So if you've studied history, the Democrats always say, give up, see, your candidate's not perfect, your party's not perfect, give up, give up. We step aside, they're going to implode stuff and basically end elections as we know it, and then we'll never come back. I mean, I hear this talk about let it all burn down, accelerationism. What do you think of accelerationism, Gavin McGinnis?
I think it's a fool's errand. Even voting for RFK Jr., I like the guy, but he can't win. The whole notion of we got to get a third party in there and we need a three-party system, it's all naive college stuff. That's the way you talk when you're 18. You got to deal with the cards you're dealt, and the cards we're dealt right now don't look great. I mean, we've got a MAGA president who's inflicting regime change on loser countries we don't care about, and and I'm not impressed with the border, by the way. In order to get rid of all the 12 million that Biden let in, which is more than Ellis Island, by the way, it's 10,000 a day. He's not even close to that. So I'm not impressed with Trump, but he's the best we got. And I think the only way to save America is another two terms of a Trump-like guy. So again, I say I'm off the Trump train. I don't know what that means. I'm always going to vote right. But, you know, this could be a shocking betrayal. It's not over yet, though. Until we have serious numbers of Americans dying, we haven't been betrayed yet. We're all forecasting here saying we're about to be betrayed. Let's give it a second.
No, I mean, I agree. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. And again, I just call balls and strikes. In fairness, Biden dismantled the ICE enforcement system.
Correct.
And then they pointed Obama having, you know, way higher. Yeah, it's only up like a couple thousand a day now. And now the difference is when they go out to their job, they're attacked and hunted. And the cities have task forces against them, like, and say they're Hitler. So I'm seeing, and he got the funding. He's trying to hire the people. They got judges trying to block him. On the border thing, when I see people, and I get you made the point, I'm not saying it's not a real point. That is because of the system and the Article 3 judges trying to block him.
Yeah, well, the whole concept of the police being told to stand down and not do their job. So now ICE is doing crowd enforcement. Now ICE is trying to bust some pedophile, some cartel member, some wife abuser, and he's got a thousand screaming Karens behind him, and they go, they need to be trained better. That's not part of their job. Their job is not crowd control. That's the police's job, but they've been prevented from doing that. Those people shouldn't be there. These people shouldn't
be
clear.
They also lie and say they don't have warrants. When they're looking for drugs with illegal aliens, they have the warrant. They have a court order, deportation order, that when they see that person and they're in a house through a window, won't come out, they have probable cause. There's the illegal. They have a court order. It's totally legal. And they go, there's no warrant. It's not a warrant for an illegal. It's a court order.
And it's also this sanctuary's culture that Biden allowed and promoted, and now you have these guys where the police have apprehended the guy. They have him, and they go, okay, just hold on to him. We'll be right there. Nope, he's released. So
every day I see dozens of articles where Blue Cities will release a murderer, a child molester, and they do it again.
Yep, and that's an act of terrorism, by the way, because you're inflicting a violent criminal on the populace. And terrorism is
explain why Soros, because in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., on purpose, the same policy, they release violent offenders to kill. Why are they doing that?
Because they're terrorists. Terrorism is an act of violence for political gain. When you release mass murderers into the populace, when you release rapists and pedophiles into the populace, you're sicking wild rabid dogs on us. That's terrorism. You're trying to kill us. And I don't understand why these people aren't jailed for it. Even the whole, remember that whole Governor Whitmer kidnapping where two-thirds of the guys involved in the kidnapping were, was it Whitmer? Two-thirds of the guys involved in the kidnapping
were feds, and they couldn't even get the one-third to attack.
Isn't that a terrorist act? Mm-hmm. If you're entrapping American citizens and trying to get them to kidnap people, that's terrorism. That's the FBI committing a terrorist act on its own citizens.
No, I totally agree. So it's just an incredible point. Jake, thanks for the call. Let's go to Savage Dog in Georgia. You're on the air with Gavin McGinnis. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Okay. I was going to call about something else, and hopefully I can make that second point. But Nick Fuentes, with his accelerationism, if you read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, accelerationism is basically retreating from the high ground. At this point, we have the high ground. We can fire arrows down on our enemies. If, by Nick Fuentes, his philosophy, we'd retreat to high ground and give the entirety of government to the liberals, they'll shoot arrows on us and we'll be fighting from a position of defense.
No, I totally agree. When the Republican Party is, let's say, 20 times better than Democrats, and they're still terrible, but markedly with all these set policies, why would we then get rid of them and put in a group that literally wants to put us all in prison and wants to destroy the country itself? That'll show Trump. Nick's on tomorrow. I'm not trying to be mean to him. I know he's doing it to put pressure on Trump to stop this, but that's a great point. What do you make of what Savage Dog's saying? We'll go back to Savage Dog in a moment.
Are we talking to me?
Yes, sir, Gavin.
Yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine, too. I get this from a lot of cop friends where they go, things got to get worse before they can get better. And, you know, I feel bad for you. You don't have concealed carry in New York. My language, I've got enough ammunition and I don't think people understand how bad things can get. Look at South Africa. It could not get worse. Look at
you just said my pet peeve. Stop. You were simpatico. I don't know if you ever heard me tell the story. I've only told it probably 10 times, and that's not a lot. I don't expect to be listening every day. I have grown up in Texas around all these great patriots that were way before I was born that taught me what I knew. But they would always say, finally, when we see the blue helmets, we'll kill them and we'll win the war. The blue helmets come through bureaucracy and regulations and lockdowns. So exactly, it's like cops, well, I got enough ammo and we're all ready for the, but they're not politically engaged. No, we're being taken over politically. It's not about a physical fight. If we have to go to that, that means that we have basically failed. Go ahead. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. There's no limit to how bad things can get. Do people get out? Have you been to Baltimore? Have you been to Philly? Philadelphia looks like, when you walk down the street, it looks like there was some sort of negotiation with the homeless people and the mayor, and the homeless people won the negotiation, and they just own the town. Like, you'll be standing somewhere and there'll be a guy with a parka on and no other clothes, eating a sandwich, sitting on a city bike, just staring at you like you're the animal in the zoo. You step over bodies, passed out people, to get on into a taxi. They're dancing on the street with bottles of wine in their hand. There's tents everywhere. Junkies doing that tripod thing where they bend over. That's how bad things can get.
And by the way, the NGOs all set that up. They get half the money. They set it up. They give them the drugs. This is all on purpose. Like you said, it's like a concentration camp. But they don't shoot you in a pit or gas you, as they say. They do it through fentanyl.
Yeah, there's no phoenix rising up from those ashes. The whole concept of burn it down to make it better, like the British did to the White House in 1812, doesn't work because there's no limit to the ashes. These communist globalists, as long as they have their gated community, they are not just happy, they're ecstatic to let the rest of the country burn to the ground.
Remember what Wall's wife, Tampon Tim, said in her gated community? She was, I loved hearing the riots, the burning buildings, the smell of burning tires. She loved it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. She loves the smell of napalm in the morning. And even see that in South Africa, the elites down there, they don't seem to mind. They're not leaving. They've got their servants. And talk about a gated community. I mean, they've got rows and rows of razor wire there and cameras and generators for their spy cams, their CCTV cams, because there's no electricity in that country. Look, don't let this place burn. We have to fight for every square inch. And even if Trump is screwing us right now with a war in Iran, we have to stand by him. I'm sorry. I know it sounds terrible. I can't believe I'm saying it, but he's the lesser of two evils, no matter how bad he screws up. Take that to the bank.
That's basically a true statement. And these people would say, oh, you're not a purist, you're bad. Okay, so you don't put them in charge. By the way, what you said is so key. I have documents, we've covered them in the 60s, 70s, 80s, where the Club of Rome said, we want to get rid of freedom, we want to get rid of laissez-faire capitalism, we want to make everybody poor, we want to go back to city-states where the elites live in these armored compounds. Everybody else is like basically the Hunger Games, and we're going to make everybody poor by design. That's why the South African model is that model. You have these ultra-rich that own the diamond mines and everything else, and they funded the end of apartheid. I'm not saying support that, but they replaced it with something more evil to literally then destroy everything. Everybody's starving, and now they can manage them and control them better than having a free, open society that would actually challenge their monopoly.
There is no limit to the kind of suffering that the elites will impose on you. And Iran is a great example of that. I mean, look at the suffering they imposed on their citizens. It, not just killing the protesters in the past few months, but the beating women in the streets because their bangs are showing or they have purple socks on. I mean, the amount of suffering that humans can endure. Look at communism. Look at all of Eastern Europe. They still haven't recovered from that. Like, go to East Berlin today, and it still looks like crap because it takes a long time to recover.
Well,
from
no, instead, all of that basically came into the EU. I agree. It's the new Soviet Union. Savage Dog. Final comment. We'll get more calls.
I appreciate that. Gavin, this is a question especially for you. My opinion is the militia, backed by your local sheriff, is the only way that we're going to save this nation.
Yep. And people say the argument against that is, oh, what are you going to do? Use your pea shooter against an F-14 jet fighter or a B-7 bomber? No, when they know that the populace is armed and willing to stand up for their one little postage stamp piece of land, they change their minds. And I have proof of that. And that's the Bundy Ranch. Remember that ragtag group of citizens that got together? There's some old guy with a 30-06, and there's some kid with a 22, and there's some guy with a handgun, and they're of all ages and all sizes. They were a motley crew, and they stood at the Bundy Ranch, and Obama said, I'm out. I don't, this is going to look really
because
bad.
Because the optics of a real populist uprising, but here's the deal. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, and that would be under the county. That's how it works. Able-bodied men don't just have a right to serve in it. Unless you're disabled, you're in it, 18 to 40, whatever it is. That's normal if there's a fire or a flood. You don't bring in FEMA. You're in this when there's an emergency. That teaches competency. It's what it's all about. So I totally agree. That is the answer. But it's an elected official, the sheriff, that really is more powerful than the mayor or the county commissioner because they got the posse. And they've taught us to not know who we are. It's a well-regulated militia. The right of people keeping their arms shall not be infringed. And that's what we're talking about. So thank you for the call, Savage Dog. Great point. Dead on, Gavin. That's what we need. TJ in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Live in New Jersey, work in New York City. There's a lot of talk about the Islamic terror cells. You've been pretty spot on with all this stuff. Do you have any intel on when, you know, we could expect that something, we'd see some kind of activity with this?
If the mullahs think they're really about to fall, because they know that Trump's going to go ape if they launch these sleeper cells, and I mean there's thousands of them from what I know, then they'll just kind of a doomsday switch. Because they're going to kill their own. It's like Hitler flooded his own subways in Berlin when the Russians got like, you know, a quarter mile away, famously. And they said, sure, it'll kill hundreds of thousands. He said, well, they deserve it. You know, the Germans didn't win. Same thing. Just as a FU doomsday switch, if the mullahs trigger their real Hezbollah sleeper cells we know they have here, I would imagine we'll have thousands of attacks on the order of what we saw Saturday night in downtown Austin. And potentially much worse. Gavin McGinnis, what do you think?
Well, there's a new MK Ultra going around, and it is propaganda. It's a really effective way to get people assassinated because you don't leave a paper trail. And what you do is you just tell everyone to attack American citizens. You tell every Muslim across the globe that they have to fight for jihad. And then they go and do it on their own. Like, I don't think that this guy...
Yeah, I mean, New York a month ago had like 10,000 people chanting, death to America, death to Trump, death... I mean, you're going to get some that go do it.
It's way cheaper than spending, you know, millions of dollars training these terrorists. Just get the word out that terrorism is a good thing, and it's good for Allah, and it's good for jihad, and we're going to see plenty more of these Austin shootings. And what do we do about it? Well, I'll tell you what we don't do is capitulate. You need you know, good intel. You need to arrest these people. I think every time there's a terror attack, by the way, you should deport that guy's entire family, cousins, like not friends, but his entire family. That's what they do in Russia, by the way, and it works. And now we start getting snitches. Now that cousin says, I don't like what Muhammad's been talking about. He's acting kind of sketchy, because the only way we can stop terrorism in this country is snitches. Anybody that's here
on a visa that can be proven that was talking to him and didn't do something, they're deported. By the way, there's also this. Carry it at all times, folks. Now, I mean, you got to carry your guns at all times if you're in an area that, you know, has a Second Amendment. This is so important.
Yep. It's the only way. Look, we're in a war. We keep talking about what if this happens and what if we get attacked. We are getting attacked. We're frogs. We're gay frogs in boiling water. And we have to wake up and go, we're losing our kids to fentanyl. Our borders are wide open. We've got terror attacks. Texas is being forcibly taken over. They've already got Dearborn. We need to just accept the fact that this war snuck up on us, and here it is.
The biggest problem in history is people don't realize they're under attack until it's too late.
Yep.
I mean, how many Border Patrol facilities shot up? How many dead? Our own Jamie White killed by illegal alien gangbangers. Our own reporter. I mean, it's just, you're right. The war's here. It's like Patrick Henry says. Patrick Henry says, why are you waiting? The war has already begun.
Our own children hate us. Look at these college students marching up and down, happily aligning themselves with Muslim terrorists because they hate America. America's on stolen land. No one's illegal on stolen land. They've been taught by Marxists in schools to hate their own country, to hate their history. And that's a very effective first step in destroying
a culture. Yeah, but I know you got to go. TJ, thanks for the call. Great point. Do 5 more minutes. Got a 2-minute break. I want to ask you a few more questions and let you go. The Stuart Rhodes comes on. We'll continue with Wild, John, Gabriel, Neo, Al, Austin, William, Cool Hand, and others. But people find your great work and your daily show and all the other programs you have at censored.tv. And it's time to bring Gavin McGinnis and Alex Jones back to YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. But we're still banned, Gavin. Why is that? Why are we still banned?
Well, I think I'm back on YouTube. Yeah, I got back on YouTube recently. I'm back on X and YouTube and just banned from everything else. Although PayPal is back too. Things are changing.
Well, I'm still waiting, so we'll be right back in 2 minutes. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.